I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I'm going to say what every rational adult in America should be saying out loud right now, that the president needs to be removed from office via impeachment or via the 25th Amendment as executed by the members of his cabinet. The post that he made last night has sparked backlash, not only from Democrats, not only from concerned Americans, but even Republicans are coming out en masse on social media and saying that Trump should apologize. Let's just start off with Republican Representative Brian Fitzpatrick, who is in a tight purple district. All of these Republicans who may get swept up in the upcoming midterm election are now panicked because a politician who they have attached themselves to, Donald Trump, is openly alienating large swaths of the country by depicting our former president, who was quite popular, Barack Obama, as a gorilla. Just pure, unadulterated racism that Trump is now blaming on a staffer. We won't believe it, and I'll debunk that in just one moment. Make sure you drop a like, make sure you subscribe, and let's start with this Republican representative who just posted, "Racism and hatred have no place in our country ever. They divide our people and weaken the foundations of our democracy. History leaves no doubt. When division is inflamed by those in positions of power, the consequences are real and lasting. Whether intentional or careless, this post is a grave failure of judgment and is absolutely unacceptable from anyone, and most especially from the President of the United States. A clear and unequivocal apology is owed." First of all, where have these Republicans been over the past 10 to 15 years as Donald Trump's political ascension in America was founded on saying that Obama wasn't born here, that Hillary is not equipped because she's a crook and a woman, yelling at female reporters and demeaning minorities in politics? I mean, it's happened for the past 15 years, and Brian Fitzpatrick and other Republicans haven't said much. But as far as this statement goes, it is actually spot on. He is totally right in his analysis here. It weakens the foundations and the social cohesion of any country if you have leaders in power spreading hatred, being hateful themselves and modeling that type of hatred to other people within the country. He then calls for a clear and unequivocal apology. I agree with that. And one of the most poignant points that he makes is that nobody should make posts like this, especially not the President of the United States. If somebody in my high school would have posted a racist meme like that, they would have gotten suspended, maybe even expelled, and rightfully so. If anybody at my former job, or if any of the leaders at my former jobs had posted something like that, they would have been fired. They would have had trouble getting a job after that. If anybody in America made posts like this, there would be consequences, but for Trump, there aren't. Continuing, Senator John Curtis, a Republican senator, came out and said, "This post was blatantly racist and inexcusable. It should have never been posted or published for so long." And again, very quickly, I'm just going to show you the post that was made by Trump. It is former First Lady and former President Barack and Michelle Obama being depicted as gorillas. Just pure racism. Representative Mike Turner comes out and says, "I do not feel the need to respond to every inflammatory statement made by the White House. However, the release of racist images of former President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama is offensive, heartbreaking, and unacceptable. President Trump should apologize." Again, Trump has been doing this for over a decade in American politics. In the past year, Donald Trump has made jokes about J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, being overweight. He then called for Pritzker to be jailed. He then called for Brandon Johnson to be jailed and posted a meme of Chicago all on fire, being bombed by the United States military. That is something that didn't break through to most Americans, but it just sticks in my head so vividly, because why is the president calling for the military to bomb the city that I'm living and working in? He should have gotten impeached and removed for that post alone. What about the fact that he's been yelling and melting down at female journalists from multiple news stations, saying they should smile more, saying that they are pigs, saying that they are terrible humans and terrible reporters who should be fired? What about the post that Donald Trump made appealing to Pam Bondi, asking him to indict three people, two of those three of which were indicted immediately after? Trump has made deranged posts about him pooping on American citizens. He literally did an AI video of him shitting on Harry Sisson, friend of the show, and now Republicans feel the need to speak out? If every single one of these Republicans actually cared about the Constitution and actually cared about the country, they would have spoken out the dozens, hundreds of other times Trump has spoken about Obama in a negative way. Like, Donald Trump posted a video about 6 months back of Obama being shackled up, thrown in a jail cell and rotting away. Of course, this was an AI fake video that someone on his team made, but why is the President of the United States posting AI videos of former presidents being arrested? One of the reasons Trump may have taken the post down is because Representative and gubernatorial candidate Byron Donalds said that his team called the White House about the video and learned that it was a staffer who let the president down. That is apparently the rumor they're going with. But as I pointed out on Twitter, Trump has used the same excuse again. Look at this post from Real Donald Trump, and it says October 22nd, 2015. I want you to look at the date on this. It says October 22nd, 2015. Trump posted, "The young intern who accidentally did a retweet apologizes." So the same thing happened a decade ago. The post that Donald Trump was referring to is a retweeted post from 2015 that was taking a dig at Iowans, at people from Iowa. Well, he reposted that and he ended up still winning the caucuses and winning the entire presidency in 2016. Absolutely absurd. We cannot believe him when he says it was a young staffer this time. You can't use the same excuse twice. Joshua Reed Eagle points out a very, very good point. He says, in the last hour, dozens of Republican lawmakers began to denounce Trump's racist meme. Minutes ago, the White House capitulated and deleted the post. If those same lawmakers showed that level of urgency and moral clarity when it comes to the Constitution and the defense of free and fair elections, the White House would capitulate. It's a good reminder that a return to normalcy only requires a handful of GOP lawmakers to grow a spine. Now, the reason why these GOP lawmakers are so incredibly terrified is because, of course, they are already heading towards a catastrophic midterm for the Republican Party, and Trump isn't making that any better for them. But I want to say, again, when Republicans apply pressure, when the American people apply pressure, the White House folds. Trump has a tendency to chicken out. A few weeks ago, when protests sparked across the country and Donald Trump decided to change leadership, there actually was a de-escalation led by the Democrats in the state. It is no thanks to Trump, who is still calling to jail Governor Tim Walz and Mayor Jacob Fry, but there is a de-escalation because they do back down. In this case, the backlash coming from dozens of Republican lawmakers caused Donald Trump to delete the post. I don't believe that it was written or posted by a staffer. I believe that Donald Trump is continuing his racist streak over the past decade. But look it, Representative Mark Amade, a Republican, announced about 45 minutes ago that he is retiring. I mean, when your party becomes so toxic that you can't defend it, what else are you supposed to do? He said, "Serving the people of Nevada has been the honor of my lifetime. Please see my statement below." And he announced retirement. There is a chance that he had been announcing this retirement for a while, but that Trump's statement this morning about the Obamas caused him to just take the leap and make this statement today. Again, Donald Trump said in 2015 it was a young intern, so you cannot let him use the same excuse twice. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos we make on the Adam Mockler channel and you want us to continue to stick up with moral clarity against this regime, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe below. I'll see you all in the next one, and peace out.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.